Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, a time to pause and reflect on some important things in life. There was a minister by the name of Will Campbell who grew up in the South around a lot of Baptists and then went north and heard a little bit more liberal theology around some of those northern schools. He wrote a book called Brother to a Dragonfly, kind of an autobiography of his own life. And he talked about a friend by the name of P.D., a friend of his who was constantly challenging him as relates to the Christian faith. And he'd give him all kinds of little questions. Finally, this guy said, well, you know, I give you a bad time, Will, about the Christian faith because I'm not a believer and all, but tell me what the hell the Christian faith is all about. And then maybe I wouldn't be looking so stupid when I try to argue against it. Keep it simple. In 10 words or less, what's the Christian message? What is it? And it was Will who hesitated for a moment and then said, we're all bastards, but God loves us anyway. And P.D. Swung his car off on the shoulder of the road and stopped and asked Will once again, what did you say? We're all bastards, but God loves us anyway. He didn't comment there for a little while. And then he says, well, let's see, as he counted his fingers, that was 8. And so you got 2 more. And Will Campbell told him, I don't need 2 more words. That's the bottom line of the Christian faith. It's about love. One of the most important theologians that I was around in seminary was a man who came to me and said, do you know if you took every word of the Old Testament, New Testament, and you put it in a boiling pot, do you know what would come up to the top of it? It's love. And it was Scott Peck who said that love is not a feeling, but something you decide to do. And we see it in the life and the ministry of Jesus. It was Peck who said that love is the willingness to be uncomfortable for the spiritual or physical well-being of another human being. Indeed, uncomfortable, even to the point of death, that we might be awakened to the fact that we all do dastardly, terrible things, and there's nothing we can do to cut off the love that God has for all of us. That's why they call it good news. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am wishing you all the very best.